I'm going on a date tomorrow.
Oh!
Stop it! Stop it!
After 25 years, Evelyn Mock finally found a date. After 108 episodes of Nigel ripping on her.
You're such a... Oh.
Welcome to Rise to Meet You, a comedy podcast about Asian culture, starring me, Nigel Ng.
And me, Evelyn Mock.
Yes. Episode 108, people.
I can't believe it.
We are. Thank you so much for all the kind words about Zio Ruggiero.
Oh, my God.
It is a go-ahead, you know.
It's actually happening, and I am terrified. I'm terrified, Nigel.
If you are not terrified, that means you're not growing as an artist.
Oh, God.
Okay? And you were terrified, too, when I started doing Uncle Roger. So
yes, I was, actually.
The same feeling.
I was.
And
it is the same feeling.
Yeah,
it's trauma. It's like I'm reliving a trauma. It's awful. It's really bad. It's really awful. Like,
are you going to bring this up to Claudia now? Claudia! Yeah. Nigel's doing a new character, Claudia. It's making me relive the trauma, Claudia. By the way, listeners who are new to this, Claudia is Evelyn's therapist.
Oh, my God.
And she's like the third podcast host, you know, fictional. We keep acting her out because I'm very fascinated what goes on when you talk to Claudia.
And also because I gave you her email, you emailed and she didn't respond to you.
She did. So. She did. She actually told me she can't see friends of patients.
Oh, that's right. She told me, it was after I was like, he emailed you. And she's like, oh, I can't see friends of patients. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Why, Claudia? I'll be your best patient.
Your best
patient.
In therapy.
Yeah, one session, we heal everything.
Oh, wow.
There's not much to heal. My wife left me. That's the only trauma. I had a very good childhood. I have a good relationship with my parents and siblings. Career's going okay. What trauma? Divorce, but we're still friends. What trauma? What? Wow, I have a pretty good life. Pretty good life. I got canceled a few times, but, you know.
You got canceled a few times. Yeah, I mean, understandable. The thing is, like, you're the most well-adjusted person I know. And also because I was like, that's the thing. Like, I'm quite emotional now today because there's a lot going on for me emotionally. And we dealt with some stuff before the podcast. And now we're going to deal with this stuff in the podcast because you were like, save it for the podcast. And I'm like, okay, Nigel's using my emotional stuff again to like fuel the podcast.
I mean,
but yeah.
Yeah, you do that on stage too.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You use it. Come on. But Zio Ruggiero, I'm very excited. I'm thinking about the outfits now, what I want to wear. And then I've come up with some like little cool sayings, you know. Che cavolo.
What?
Che cavolo.
That what does
like,
that mean?
Literal translation is like some cavolo is cabbage, but they use it as what the hell, you know?
Ah.
So I was like, what the hell, che cavolo? You know, I'll do something like that. Or, you know, Uncle Roger has haya. I think that'll be like, mamma mia, fuyo, or something good happens. I'll go, bonissima, very good, very good.
Isn't it bellissima?
I don't know. More research. I need to do more research. Maybe if I get it wrong, let me know, listeners. I need all the help I can get. It's a new character, and I have never really done any other accents before. So give me some time, but it's going to come. It's going to come. Like Zio Ruggiero reviewing a carbonara video.
Why don't you learn Italian?
Why should I?
Because you're doing Zio Ruggiero?
I'm going to use like maybe 3 or 4 Italian words. That's it. What's more important is learning the Italian accent.
Have
you ever done character comedy, Evelyn? This shows you've never done character comedy.
I've actually done character comedy.
Really?
That was how I started. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of characters did you have?
I had a very introverted girl who went on stage and was very dirty.
Oh, that's you right now. That's
your
stand-up.
That is me right now. I know that is me right now. And I did it for like a year and a half in Sweden and it got commissioned to for like a web series for like the Swedish version of BBC. And we did 10 of those and it was the worst thing ever, and that killed the character. Why? And that's why I moved to England.
Why was it the worst thing ever? So this is new to me. I don't know any of this.
You haven't heard it? Oh, I haven't told you.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing is, like, I was so new. Mm-hmm. I trusted a person that just didn't vibe with me creatively, and he ended up kind of just taking over. So he ended up producing it, directing it, writing it. So I just became an actor, even though it was my comedy character. And I was like 2 years in, 3 years in, something like that. Like, very, very new. So I didn't know what I was doing. It kind of ruined the character for me.
What was the web series about? Like, what did you do in it?
It was about my character getting a boyfriend.
Okay. Just that?
Yeah, that was the premise. It was called Evelyn's Video Journal. Or video blog. Oh. Evelyn's video blog. And it was
Evelyn's
just like
vlog, basically.
Yes, yeah. But we weren't that fancy, so we called it video blog. And so
that is more cringe than whatever bad writing. Video blog.
It was a 2010.
Let's
so,
stop
you know.
Calling it the Rise to Meet You podcast. Let's call it the Rise to Meet You audio blog. Huh? Cringe AF. That's why it failed. Call it a video
yes,
blog.
Yes, Nigel. That's why it failed.
Yeah. Famous video blogger, Casey Neistat. Yeah. Logan Paul's a big video blogger.
Oh, Nigel, we've talked about this. Instead of tearing down, you were supposed to riff with me and build this up.
But you tore it down yourself too. You said it was shit. So I was telling you why it's shit. Okay, sorry. Okay. Yes, and. Yes, it was shit. And what else?
So we did this, we did it, and it was like, so basically it was the Swedish broadcasting company launching their online kind of web hub with comedy shows. And mine was the first series on it.
That
and
too it is never like, a good sign, right? If it's you're the
never
first.
Never a good sign. Yeah. Exactly. It wasn't great. It definitely wasn't great. But like, there's still people today who write me and ask mm-hmm. me where they can find it. Right. And I'm like, thank God it's not anywhere because the Swedish Broadcasting Company archived it and they own it and it's in their archives. But like, I realize the people who write me now to ask about it, like they're like 25 or something. So back then they were like teenagers. So basically the audience for that show was teenagers and they loved it. And so I was like, oh, okay.
I think people shit on teenagers too much nowadays.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I
know, in a couple years time, like now they will buy tickets to come see you.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
And when you grew up with you grew up with something, I still listen to the music I listened to as a teenager. Yeah, sometimes, not every day, but it's always a nice feeling. So I think if you want to have a long career, you can't shit on teenagers. They're going to grow up with you.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they are oftentimes they are the ones who are on top of the trends. So yeah. They know what's like cool and stuff.
And think about it. Just cynically from a business perspective, if they're 15, they have 70 years left where they can buy tickets. You target a 40-year-old, they can buy tickets for 30 more years.
Oh my God.
Right? Even if you don't like teenagers, if you're a good business person, you have to target teenagers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, Evelyn, you should restart the character and put it on YouTube.
Maybe.
Yeah, do it.
It would be interesting. I wonder if I could still do it. I'll see if I can find a snippet of the character somewhere in my hard drive. I think I have like a video or something from that series.
Oh, I really want to see the Evelyn Mock video blog character.
I'll show you. I'll find the video. I'll show you.
We're going to post it in the... Uncle Roger's going to react to it.
No!
Yes! Yes!
Should Uncle Roger react to it?
Yes! Send me all the archives, woman. Today, Uncle Roger going to react to niece Evelyn. And her Weejo block. Hiya, why call it Weejo block? So lame. So lame.
Actually, that's really funny because the whole premise is like, I'm supposed to get a boyfriend. So Uncle Roger could be like, ugh, you could just come to Uncle Roger for that advice. Yeah. Uncle Roger, fix me up on dates. That would be so funny.
I really think you should revisit this character and do it on YouTube. You know,
really?
Then you own it and you write it. Nobody has creative control, you know. And then if it sucks, it sucks on your terms.
True.
And
true,
that true, is true. As a creator, is I can't emphasize how important that is. If you have to fail, you have to fail on your terms, and then then you can grow from it. If you fail on other people's terms, you can always come up with excuses. Oh, it was shit because this director was shit, this writer was shit. But if you fail on your own terms, you learn from it, you grow from it. So you should do it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it was heartbreaking when realizing that I was like, oh, the creativity isn't with me anymore. It's with somebody else. And I'm just an actor now. But I agree. Like, you need to fail on your own terms. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So send me
and
the
not
clips.
On other people's terms.
Send me the clips. I'll
send you the clip.
Yeah.
That's
listeners.
Really funny if you react to it.
Yeah. Do it. What's new with you? What's new with you this week? What's happening?
Ugh, I'm so emotional, Nigel. Or I'm so like, not emotional, but I'm very anxious. I'm very anxious
about
because
what? Okay,
I'm going on a date tomorrow.
After 25 years, Evelyn Mock finally found a date. After 108 episodes of Nigel ripping on her.
I hate it. I hate being vulnerable with Nigel because he's the worst.
What? Hey, we can't both be sincere. It's going to overload the podcast.
Yeah, that's
Come
true.
On.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
we need true. To have some contrast.
But I am, okay? I'm going on a date tomorrow and I'm feeling...
Okay.
It's an afternoon date. It's like we're gonna go have lunch at a thing. But okay. So basically, I'm going on the date with the sea captain because he's back in land. He's back in land. Oh my god. And it's like I know that this is my anxious attachment acting up because I am very anxious.
Just
about
say
this.
You're anxious. Don't drop those psychological terms.
I think people appreciate it, actually.
No. Just say you're anxious. Okay.
I'm very anxious. Okay. So I'm very anxious about it. And I know that this is how I get before anything because as soon as I'm there and as soon as we've met and stuff, I'll be fine. But it's just like, I hate the buildup. I don't like nerves. I don't like feeling nervous and I don't like feeling anxious about something. That's just the reason. And it's like, he's really nice. He's really sweet. He's like, I sent you a text. I sent you the text he sent me, which was he wrote me and he was like, oh, you know, I'm very nervous, but it'll be very fun to, you know, meet you and stuff and get to know each other. And I'm like, this is too earnest. This is too sweet. Like, what is this? I'm used to he told me he was going away to sea for 2 weeks and then he would write me when he came back, and he did. And I'm like, what is this? Because I'm used to like fuck boys who don't show up, like who toy with my emotions. Like, this is too nice. This guy is too nice. And I'm like, it's making me very anxious.
Oh,
but it's also
that's
good.
That's cute though. That's very cute. See, the nice people out there. So the people who say men are trash, well, you haven't met the non-trashy men. Evelyn has, you know. So Evelyn's Evelyn's stopped saying men are trash now.
But I still think men are trash.
Really? Well, tell him that. See how he responds. You know. Who is the sea captain? Is it Swedish? White?
He's Swedish.
Asian? Black?
He is white, Nigel, but I won't hold it against him. The thing is, I'm in Sweden, so I can't really choose. Everyone's white on the dating apps. Or majority of people are white on the dating apps.
Okay. How old is he?
30.
Height?
189,
okay.
I think.
Good looking?
He's cute.
Great. Sounds perfect. Suck his dick and marry him.
Oh my god.
Why do you do lunch dates though? It's not...
Why?
Dinner is better. Or drinks.
I quite like lunch dates because it's like, oh, okay, we get to know each other for the first date. What if we don't like each other? You know?
I mean, you cannot like each other over drinks and leave too.
True.
But lunch,
I quite like it.
Okay. I never do lunch dates because, you know.
I know.
It's. I think it's a bit lame. That's for business meetings. Lunch is for business meetings. You know?
It's so funny because I think I got asked out another time. So, and I sent you that text, didn't I? I sent you that. Okay. So the thing is basically, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening, ooh, but I got asked out twice in one day.
Oh, Evelyn, Nine Condoms Mark. I think that's her new nickname. It's not me anymore, the Nine Condoms. Evelyn brings Nine Condoms on her all the time. You know?
I actually have a box of condoms that are expiring as we speak.
Give them to me. I'll use them. I'll use them out here.
I'll bring them to London.
Yes.
Actually, they're
then it becomes a
maximum,
challenge.
So, or is it Maxim? I don't know.
Maxim? Yeah.
Maxim?
Oh, you're saying it's going to be too big for me? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying, Evelyn?
Yes.
I can't believe you're body shaming me. I'll have you know, it's a very adequate size. No complaints so far.
He has an adequate penis.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what all the ladies say. That's what every woman wants to hear.
Yeah, that's what every woman wants, man. They just want an adequate penis, you know? The Goldilocks penis, you know? Not too big, not too small. Not too hot, not too cold. I got a Goldilocks penis, baby.
Not too hard, not too soft.
Yeah, yes. Al dente.
It's ew! That's what I think now. You have a pasta penis. You have a spaghetti penis.
No, spaghettoni is a bit thicker. Spaghettoni.
At least we get a cannelloni.
You want an adequate penis, okay?
That's true. You just want an adequate penis. Mm. But, okay, so I got asked out twice in a day, and I sent you one of the texts, and you were like, okay, this guy is asking for coffee. That's not a good sign. It's 50-50. Maybe he's keeping it vague on purpose. And I'm like, but, like, are you reading the text? Because after he asked for the coffee, he did the smileys and the coffee twice. And I was like, I feel like, yeah, he's making it a thing because he did the smiley and the thing.
Maybe he just isn't, you know, as forward or as confident as my approach, I guess.
That's the thing. And so that's why I figured out, don't ask Nigel about dating stuff, because he obviously you will go from your own perspective, but your perspective is so alpha and so like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I've got these dates set up. I've put them into my schedule.
Yeah. Come over and sit in my face.
Always in the evening. Yeah, exactly. It's always in the evening. Never lunch dates, never coffee. Like, so you're an alpha dater. I'm a beta dater. So this is how the betas date.
This is a whole new world to me. The betas. That's how you
the
date.
The betas.
So coffee first, then maybe lunch, then brunch. Brunch, then what? God. Supper. Then
you're
afternoon tea.
I would love an afternoon tea date, actually. I do really like afternoon
then
tea.
Then shopping. Like, when do you get to the fun parts?
What are the fun
parts?
If
someone wants to do a coffee date thing, I'm like, nah, it's okay. I just kind of ignore them. I'm like,
are
yeah,
you serious?
It's like, let you don't want this to work anyway. If I suggest a dinner date and then they say, can we do coffee instead? I just kind of, nah, not interested. I don't need any more friends anyway, so not interested. I just kind of ignore it. I just text back, I don't think we are looking for the same things here, so good luck with everything. Yeah.
But what do you mean same things? Like, so you mean like a dinner date is like more serious and more like I want to have sex. Is it sex?
That's part of it, yeah.
Wow.
It's also more fun anyway. Like, if you want to do coffee dates, to me, it gives off like friend vibes. I just want to get to know you. It's a LinkedIn. It's a LinkedIn date. Kind of get to know someone's career and whatever. And also, I don't have the time. I'd rather have lunch with my managers, my agents, people, my team, than a random woman who, you know, I'll never, ever go out seriously with. You know?
That's so interesting.
Too busy. Alpha dating saves you time, people.
Alpha dating. Yeah. Beta dating, you know, gets you more insight and lets you know people. And I don't know. I don't know. Literally just starting.
I get to know people too, you know. I get drinks with them. I get to know them too. Yeah.
Yes. I get it. Yeah. But I think, I mean, obviously dinner sometimes, but it's very serious. I feel like.
No. I usually start with drinks.
Yeah, because that's easier. It's like, oh, okay, we can get to know each other. And if we vibe, then we can move on. But if we don't, then.
Yeah. After coffee dates, you're going to have an espresso and then you just get all jittery and productive on the date. Like, what are you going to do?
What? Jittery and productive?
There's something good about like drinking. You know, it relaxes you. The conversation flows better. Mm. There's something about the night sky. And then if there's like dim lighting, and then the ambiance changes at the sun sets. There's just something that you know, there's movement on your date. But you're at a Starbucks. You get your name wrong. And you sit down. Like, oh, is there Wi-Fi? No. Here's the Wi-Fi. What's the Wi-Fi password? What's your favorite drink? Oh, yeah, caramel, mocha, latte, almond milk. Ugh.
The thing is, you go to an artisanal kind of local coffee shop, you know, that's kind of like, that has a personality and it's nice. Yeah. And, you know, they grind their own beans.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. If you like them, if you're interested in them. If you're not that interested in them, take them to Starbucks. Take them to Costa.
But if you're not that interested in them, Nero. Why not just don't go on the date? Checkmate, beta daters. Checkmate. Why waste both parties' time?
Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Okay, even if you like them, you bring them to an independent coffee roaster and they are chatting. So, what do you do for a living? They're grinding the beans, you know?
Okay, so restaurants aren't like boom, blong, blong, bling, bling.
Is that like a ton of
Yeah, I don't know.
What restaurant? Boom, boom, boom,
bling, bling. Oh my God.
What kind of third world hellhole restaurants are you going to? Boom, 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 bling, bling. Glasses That's smashing like from airstrikes.
It's the sound of glasses clinking together.
Where is this restaurant? Clink. Syria?
Stop.
But the ambiance of restaurants, to me, is more pleasant. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's
Us
true.
Boys talking, walking around, people chatting, softly chatting in the background.
Well, I'm just starting out now.
Yes.
I'm easing into it.
I don't know if that came across, but I'm actually very proud of you.
Are you?
Did that come across?
Yeah, it did not come across. It did not come across.
And aren't you proud of me for asking questions? I got a friend of mine who listens to the pod, and she keeps telling me, Nigel, you keep talking. You need to ask more questions.
Oh, so you listen to her when she says that?
Yeah, because she's an independent third party.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
So they're objective. So I say, I ask all these questions.
So many people have slid into my DMs and been like, Nigel should stop talking over you. You deserve the space to talk.
Yes, I've heard you. See, that's what I'm doing now.
Oh, gosh.
The sea captain. Okay, great.
Sea captain. It'll be nice, but I'll be honest. I don't know. I'm still kind of...
I'm really hoping this sea captain will be a psychopath.
Oh, my God.
I really, really hope. Another 100,000 views, baby.
Oh, my God. I don't want him to be a psychopath. Why do you want to make the sea captain a psychopath? He's a sweet person, I think.
Entertaining. I really hope. I want you to be safe, but I also hope he's a psychopath. So, listeners, let's, you know, hopefully we'll have a good story. You know, I went to his boat and oh my God, Nigel, all the chains and whips and the rope. I'm like, what do you do here? This is my lair. This is my dungeon, Evelyn. This is what I do at sea.
So you're trying to put me into some kind of like 50 Shades of Grey kind of situation?
Yeah. What a great story. Right?
Oh my God. And who's it, Nigel?
No,
is
well,
it?
I want to know how the date goes. That's tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm.
It's tomorrow.
Text me, share a location in case something happens. If I ever see that dot move towards out into the sea, I'm like, oh shit, something's happened to Evelyn. If I see the life location slowly drift towards the ocean, I'm like, oh no, let's call the authorities. Hey, Swedish police, remember a few months ago when there's a woman who complained about a hate crime? This woman is now at sea. Can you go save her, please?
She's at sea.
Yeah, I believe her names are still on your files because the hate crime's quite recent. I don't know why shit things keep happening to her. I don't know. But please save her, police. I'm on the phone right now for the audio people. Yeah, please go save her. I don't know anything about sea captain. She just told me on the podcast, 30, white, 180 centimeters, good guy, beta dater. They went for lunch. So lame, right? So lame. Lunch date. You know what's worse than a lunch date? A lunch date with a psycho. Oh my God. That's how I'm going to be on the phone to the Swedish police officer.
That's very true. I mean, the thing... Because he's like, what was it? Because he suggested a restaurant and he's like, let's go there for lunch. Oh. And I was like, okay. And then I looked it up online and it's closed for lunch. It isn't even open for lunch. But I don't know if I should say that or if I should just meet him there. And then we're like, oh no, it's closed. So should I say that I know that it's closed
for
lunch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what a normal human being would do.
Okay.
Hey, just so you know.
The place you suggested is closed for lunch.
Yeah. Okay, back to on the phone, the act out. Where did they meet? Oh, this restaurant. Yeah, I know it's closed for lunch. But Evelyn didn't tell him. What an idiot. So he just went to this deserted restaurant. And then she's surprised that she got kidnapped. I know. I keep telling her that she should tell him. Yeah, I know.
That's so funny. That's very funny, Nigel.
That's going to be me on the phone to the cops 2 hours after your lunch date.
Okay.
And who's this second person who asked you? Tell me everything about him. I want to know.
I don't want to. Well,
age, sex, location, height, occupation, penis size. Let's go.
Well, he's a dude that I met in a writer's room somewhere. Asian, just like we've just kept in touch. I don't know. I got vibes from him, you know, when we've been texting, nice. But like, I don't know. And then he asked me, I was like, oh, I'm going to be in London and stuff. And he's like, oh, we should get a coffee. And then he did the smileys after the coffee. And that's why I was like, you're making this a thing. So that's why I think it might be a thing. But as you said, it's 50-50. He's probably keeping it vague on purpose. And that's
here's
fine
what
with
I suggest.
Me.
Tell him, hey, want to do drinks instead? Winky face. Send him that. But
thing is, I'm not that interested.
Then why are you getting coffee? My God.
Because I'm...
Okay.
I'm going to go to London. I'm going to date in
All
London.
Right.
That's what
good.
I said. I'm
like
going to date in London.
I like
and
it.
And I'll do the want to get drinks instead winky face with some other person.
Yeah. See, alpha dating. Yeah. So fun.
Alpha dating.
You just amp up the sexual tension even before the date happens. You know?
Yeah. That's actually the dating coach that I listened to on a podcast.
Oh, really?
Said that's what you need to do.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Am I already? Wow. Okay. It's good to know that my steps are legit.
Yeah. She said, she's like, you need to do, you need to flirt before the first date. You need to have emotional vulnerability before the first date. And then the third thing I can't remember.
Emotional vulnerability.
Like yeah.
Really?
So, okay, you don't have that. That's
if
the
I
thing
ask
you don't
a woman
have.
Out, like, you want to get drinks on Thursday? And she said, yes. And the next message comes from her. By the way, I was hit as a kid. I was like, what the fuck?
That's not
we're just going to get Negronis, okay? We're not going to talk about all that stuff.
That's not what vulnerability... I mean, obviously, that's vulnerability too, but that's not like... If somebody tells you that like before you even have a date, then you're like, okay, that's a warning sign because this person... Yeah. This person is just like emotionally gold digging.
So what...
Which also I've learned is a thing. Oh, I have to tell you so much, Nigel.
Yes, tell me.
Okay, so the thing is, emotional vulnerability is like, you know, what the sea captain did, which is like, oh, you know, I feel nervous, but, you know, it's going to be fun. to meet you and stuff.
A little, I don't know, maybe it's an alpha dating coming up, but like, you really want to tell a woman you're nervous before a date? You know?
I think it's sweet. It's like, it's better to say, you know, say your emotions out than to keep it inside. Right?
I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
It would be different if on the date he's like, oh, I'm so nervous. Like, if he keeps doing it on the date, then that's like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, before the date, I'm like, oh, that's sweet.
Maybe I can incorporate some of these tricks.
Stop seeing them as tricks.
I'm so nervous.
Oh my God.
Let's get drinks. I'm so nervous though. I don't really do this that often. So I'm so nervous.
Nigel, you're the worst. Like, I'm telling you.
Are you nervous too? I'm so nervous because I've never been out with such a great woman like you.
Oh my God.
I'm so nervous. I hope you get along.
Stop saying that you're going to use them as tricks to get women into bed. You're so gross.
I'm not. I don't need the dating coach. I think they're wrong too. Emotional vulnerability.
No, it's like seeing if somebody, like, I think it's like a way to see if you click and match.
You see it on the date itself, you know?
True.
You got a nice light white wine so you can down it if the date's going into badly. You know? Bye, see ya. Done, bye. Are you guys going to show each other your COVID tests? Because that's very important now, isn't it? You know?
Oh, on Tinder, people write it now. They write it like, I'm COVID-free, or I have antibodies, or I've gotten the vaccine.
It used to be like STI results, and now it's COVID results, right? And to be fair, I'd rather get chlamydia than COVID, you know? There's no chlamydia hate crime. Nobody gets beat up because they thought Asian people brought chlamydia from China to here. Yeah.
That's very funny, Nigel. I mean, nobody writes it on their Tinder STI free.
Well, I think they should.
For how you're dating, I think they should, yeah.
No. Stop it. I'm very happy for you.
I think you should. For how you're dating.
I don't date that much. You just keep... Oh, God. It's a little bit more than you.
Yes, you do.
No.
Date so much.
Real quick, listeners, if you're enjoying this podcast so far, please consider supporting us via our Patreon. Link is in the description of this podcast.
Yeah, and Patreon is a platform where you listeners can support your favorite creatives directly. So you sign up to like a tier that best suits you. We have a few different tiers on our website, and then you get access to a bunch of our kind of bonus content and our Patreon exclusive Discord as well.
Yeah, for as little as $5 a month, you get all those bonus things that regular listeners don't get. And it's $5 a month, man. It's a pint of beer a month. That imagine buying us a coffee each month. That's it.
I like mine as an iced latte with decaf and oat milk.
Yeah, I'll take any coffee. I'm not demanding like Evelyn is. So go sign up to our Patreon. Link is in the description. We really appreciate you listening and thanks for supporting.
Thank you so much.
All right, listeners, we got a nice message from another patron, Kimmy Yu, this week. I want to read out because I think it's a very interesting question. Okay. So, Kimmy Yu, hi, Evelyn and Nigel. Hope all is well. I know Rise to Meet You is a comedy podcast, but you guys touch on serious topics sometimes. So I was wondering if you could address the fine line between ignoring ignorant racist comments and standing up for yourself on a future podcast. So basically, it's a long message, but the gist of it is, she says... I've had plenty of people... okay, first of all, in Asian culture, our culture is very keep your head down and follow the rules, right? So that's what she's saying. And she says she knows plenty of people in her life has yelled out ching chong at her without the music and Nigel's lovely voice, of course. But I would just ignore them because why get involved in a confrontation like that, right? I've also had people say racist shit to me in a joking way. So I was left to be like, do I make a big deal out of this or just laugh it off so it doesn't become awkward? Now with social media, I see the same crap and wonder if I should respond. So it's got me thinking when to draw that line, but making sure I'm being true to myself and my culture that I'm very proud of. So basically, if we ignore these comments, are we just allowing it to continue? But also, are we supposed to respond to every idiot out there? There's her message. What do you think, Evelyn?
I think that it's complicated.
Okay, you want to say more? You want to say more?
I think, so the thing is, I totally get her because I also live in a white country. And growing up here, the thing is, there's a difference between like malice intent and then ignorance. Because sometimes when I'm dealing with like, you know, elderly kind of white people, and they're like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from blah, blah, blah. The thing is, I don't even do the, oh, I'm from Gothenburg. I'm from Hammarkullen. I'm from blah, blah, blah. Like, I just go, yeah, my parents are Chinese, and but I was born and raised here. Mm-hmm. So I just do that directly because it's like, I don't have, now, especially that I've gotten older, I don't really have the energy or the kind of, you know, self-righteousness mm-hmm. to play a game that's only gonna make me more frustrated. Because the thing is, it's not, you know, you can sit down and you can have that conversation, but I think I've realized that I can do that work in different forums. So I'll do it, you know, we'll do it through the podcast or maybe through stand-up or, you know, writing or whatever. But then if it's like, oh, this is a woman that I've met at a hostel that's going to rent me some bikes, and she says, oh, where are you from? I'll be like, okay, fine, lady, this is where I'm from. I'm not going to waste my time there because it's not our responsibility to re-educate everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, people say take the good fight and all of that stuff, but then the onus is also often put on the minority group to do the work. And at the moment, we got to put some responsibility on the majority group to do the work themselves and to do the work with each other. I'm not going to be some kind of like, you know,
activist. Our favorite people.
Or race educator or racism educator, because that's something that I've sort of had to do all my life. But then you also have to look at intent because, you know, some ignorance and you can definitely call out ignorance. I mean, depending on the situation and context, if it's at your work and you feel like you have the emotional kind of capacity to handle that labor at mm-hmm. that moment, then sure, talk to your colleagues or whatever if they make a comment. But then, you know, if you see somebody who is actually targeting somebody with the intent of being hurtful to them because of, you know, racism or because of their race or ethnicity, then hopefully you would step in because then that is abuse and harassment. Yes. And then you should definitely step in and do something. But if it's like, when it comes to ignorance, it's like, because ignorance is often the person who's doing it don't know that they're doing it or they aren't aware of why it's problematic. Mm-hmm. And then that takes energy from you to tell them why it's problematic. So it's, you know, decide if you have that energy to give in that moment.
I think you should support people with a platform like us and support our Patreon so we keep growing the podcast and reach non-Asian people too. I think the best thing we can do for our community is to grow this to be as big as possible so our voices reach white people, black people. You know? So if you don't have a platform, stop starting podcasts about the Asian identity that is listened to 50 people. You're doing shit for the community. You need to support us. Instead of using the money you use to buy your podcast equipment, give it to us, okay? People with actually a platform, and we can help spread awareness. That's what I'm saying. Basically, Kimmy, I'm saying thank you for being a patron, and I hope we answered your question. Thank you.
I knew it when Nigel said he wanted to read a question up in the pod. I knew it was to plug the Patreon somehow. And he's like, you answer this question, Evelyn. You're so much better at it. And I do a genuine answer. And then he's just like, oh, Patreon, blah, blah, blah.
I agree with you. Should I repeat what you just said? It's boring if I repeat the same shit. So I come in with my chaotic energy, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. or learn Muay Thai or something and beat them up. That's going to be what I'm going to do. I'll be doing that.
Learn Muay Thai?
Yeah, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, whatever. I can't wait to beat people up. The moment someone yells, "Ching," I'll be ready, boy. I shouldn't learn how to fight because I'll be like ready.
Someone coughs, you'll be looking.
Someone coughs, I'll be looking. Like, did you cough me because I'm Asian? Did you cough me because on purpose because I'm Asian? They wouldn't know what's coming. And then, no, I'm just really coughing. And then the elbow comes in your face. That's what I'm going to do.
You're becoming more and more like Ronnie Cheng, but like less inhibited. So like you're going to be the crazy Ronnie Cheng, crazy YouTube Ronnie Cheng, because he does martial arts.
Yeah.
You know, when it happened, when I posted about my hate crime, he actually DM'd me and he was like, he found some like Swedish people who teach self-defense and he DM'd me about it. And that was really nice of him. So thank you, Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm going to learn self-defense. You know, and I'll be looking for fighting opportunities.
You're the person who should not learn self-defense.
You know.
Because of this.
I am ready, boy. I am ready.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to fucking strike the neck. No?
What do you strike the neck?
That is a move. You kick them in the chest or you can strike.
Do it like
it's
this?
One of the most vulnerable body parts. It stuns like them. That. Doesn't matter how you hit it, just, you know, kind of, you can push with your palms like this. Just push. Try it. Don't knock it till you try it.
Can I try it on you?
No. Because I might actually like it and you might be like, oh, shit. Alpha dating. What?
Alpha dating. Well, speaking of supporting Chinese businesses, do you remember that watch that I brought up?
Oh, Quartz. The Quartz watches?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got my mail, and guess what came in it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, show it on the video, and let's alienate all the audio people, Evelyn. Let's do that.
But I'm so excited because they sent me the watch.
Yes, wear it to your date tomorrow, and you can tell your sea captain all about it.
I'm gonna wear it to my date. Nigel.
What?
But look. I'm going to show the camera. I'm very excited. Thank you so much, Kenneth, who sent it. Let's see if it focuses. But you can see it has like, it's normal, but it has like Chinese. It has the Chinese 3, the Chinese 6, the Chinese 9, and the Chinese 12.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm very excited. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for this.
Evelyn's so happy.
It's so pretty.
And for a brief second, Evelyn forgot all her trauma because of a nice watch. So material things do help. You just proved my point. Material things make you happier.
They do make you happier, Nigel.
I think you should look into more material things.
More material things?
Stop spending money on Claudia and start buying some handbags. You know? That's what you need. Chanel, Louis, do that. Tell Claudia I'm taking a break from you, Claudia. I'm going to get some Chanel stuff. That is better for my mental health.
I'm going to buy a mulberry bag. You're replaceable with a mulberry bag.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to get a Birkin bag. Fuck you, Claudia. I'm rich.
I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But I don't know. It feels really nice to have something that's Chinese made and kind of Chinese.
Sorry to say this, but everything we have is made in China. So we are like the most patriotic people already. Okay.
We really are. We really are. Everything is Chinese made. And the cheaper it is, the more Chinese made it is.
Yeah. So I don't think you need to do anything more to support Chinese manufacturers.
Everything is Chinese made. Oh my God. Oh, Nigel, you know, I'm going back to London. Coming back to London next week. Very exciting. And my mom, I was like, oh, mom, do you want anything from London? And she's like, yes. Can you buy me PG tips? And I'm like, you can buy PG tips here. She's like, yes, but it tastes different when it's from England. And I was like, oh, no, it doesn't. And then she was like, also, can you buy me those, that washing liquid that you brought once? Because I had some washing liquid left when I was in London. I brought it home to Sweden and she loved it. And now every time I talk about London, she's like, can you buy me those washing liquids? And I'm like, why can't you just use the washing liquid in Sweden? And but she can't because she's like, no, but it smells better. It cleans better. It's just better. Just so buy that. And I'm like, this is why Chinese people travel with like 7 suitcases whenever they go somewhere, because they keep bringing shit that, you know, you can buy in your home country. But for some reason, they think that it's like better in like the country that it's made in. And they're like, yeah, it's better quality. Just bring it. Yeah. And it's like, no. You're just, it's the same thing. You're just making me like be the freight. You're making me be the transport.
Yeah.
Instead of like a boat. You're making me be the shipping boat right now.
Your parents love bothering you to do things like these.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But you can't get detergent pots here, Mom. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
How have you been cleaning my clothes all this time?
It's so annoying.
And PG tips suck, man. This is a shitty tea. How'd you do that?
I don't know. Isn't it like the best tea, apparently? I don't know.
I mean, it's very ordinary. It doesn't suck, but it's very ordinary.
It is very ordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ignore your mom. Sorry, Mom. You were never there for me when I needed you, so I'm not buying you PG tips. Every time... Uh-huh. Awful. Every time your mom asks you to do something, you could just say, sorry, you never listened to me when I was growing up. You were not a good mother. So no laundry pods for you.
That's awful. Yeah. But good strategy, actually. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to do it. That's
you
a good
hit
strategy.
Me as a kid. No. So buy your shitty laundry packets in Gothenburg.
What? Your laundry packets weren't enough to clean off the blood?
Yeah. From
it was never that severe, honestly.
Just say no. You gotta say no to your parents, man.
Yes, I do say no.
Say no, Mom. Say no. Ask Dad to get it. You forced me to work in your shitty Chinese takeaway. I'm not buying you laundry pots from the UK. I'm excited for you to come here, though. It's gonna be great.
Are you?
We are gonna record live in-person podcasts. I'm so excited.
Yay. Are you? Yeah. Like, I mean, what's the difference really?
It's better chemistry in person.
Is it?
Yeah. If you're rambling, you realize it more. You know?
I mean, I realize it now too. I see your face, but it's like usually you interrupt me.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes out of necessity, listeners. You know,
but Nigel, that's the thing. I mean, yes, you can listen more, but at the same time, don't stop doing what you're doing because obviously it works and it's funny.
Do you know how hard that is? Okay, I should listen more, but also interrupt. Okay, So what exactly should I do here?
I think just keep doing what you were doing because this episode is really like, I don't know, it's off.
Yeah,
because you're not doing what you're doing.
Well, okay, let's I'll try to. Heard on what I'm doing then, which is shitting on you.
Yeah, it was weird. You just sat there. I was like, this is weird.
I'm trying to listen more.
It's really weird when you try to listen and be, it's really weird when you try to like show consideration. I'm not used to it.
I think you get too relaxed now. Now I'll just be sincere because Nigel will butt in with his shitting on me.
So you realize
I don't need this to go anywhere. Nigel's gonna butt in with his interruptions and shitting on me, and then we can go from there. And then I can shit on him back, and then we can go from there. But then when I stay quiet, and I actually listen, you're like, oh no, he's not shitting on me yet. Oh no, where is this going?
Yeah. I'm like, what's happening? Why are you listening? Oh my God, are we actually being friends now? Are we actually? Is this actually happening, Nigel? I have so much to tell you. Oh my God, you're listening for once. And then it's like, no, it doesn't work on the podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work, listeners. So no more God. DMing Evelyn saying, Nigel should stop interrupting you. My interruption is what makes the podcast, okay?
I mean, sometimes when I do have a point and I'm going somewhere, sure. But today I really didn't have a point. And I was like, I was actually relying on Nigel to make fun of some of the things that I was saying, because it's ludicrous. It's really ridiculous. I mean, why am I nervous about going on a date? Why am I feeling bad for, you know, like telling somebody that I need space? Like, those are ridiculous things. But because you didn't point out the ridiculousness, I just ended up like rambling.
See, this is what happens when you're if I were like your fans or your yes men, you know, yeah, Evelyn, be sincere. Yes. I love it when you share important things like that.
I don't have yes men.
Oh, okay.
I hope I don't.
The good thing is my mom never asked me to buy her anything when I visit Malaysia.
Really?
Yeah, from the UK. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Oh,
it's good. She gives me stuff to bring back to the UK.
Oh, to the
always,
UK,
always
yeah.
Too much stuff. I never have space in my luggage to fit it. But I have a feeling my mom loves me more than my mom loves you.
Come on,
I think
on,
my
Nigel.
Mom did a better job.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Like you have seen how nice, how good a relationship I have with my family. And sure, we have our problems in our family, you know? But your mom lost the game, I think. If it's a competition of like how well you brought up your children, I think my mom would come in ahead of your mom.
I mean, that is really rude, Nigel. Well,
I mean, I'm just saying this from what I've gathered from our conversations of us being friends so far.
My mom was a very good mom. But she had her own stuff to deal with. I think there's a lot of trauma in my family, and I think that I'm the first generation to actually look at it and be like, okay, it stops here. So I'm doing a lot of work to try and stop it for my kids.
Okay. Let's hope it works. I have a feeling you're just going to pass it on to your kids anyway.
What? No.
You and your sea captain
really
children.
Sorry?
You and your sea captain. And then one day you have kids. And I think you'll pass on your trauma to your kids.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Why?
We can't help
Why?
It. It's just human nature.
No, I'm going to try really hard not to.
You have been shaped by the trauma for the past 25 years. You think you're going to just click and suddenly you're well-adjusted when suddenly you have children and then you're suddenly well-adjusted?
Of course not. That's why I'm doing all this work. That's why it's going to be a lifelong process. But I think I'm going to try and be more emotionally open with my kids and be more like aware and be more be more there for them emotionally and you know, talk to them in a different way than my parents did.
Okay. I like that. I don't know if it's gonna work because your kids are like,
I'm gonna try really
hard. Mom, stop it, Mom. Stop telling me your emotions, Mom. Ew. Stop telling mom about your dates. Maybe you have become a single parent, a single mom, you know?
Why? Why would I
stop telling mom about your dates, mom? You're going for a coffee date, mom? That's so lame, mom. Ew. Coffee date.
Oh, my God.
I just let my friend Lucas fuck me in the back seat, and you're going on a coffee date?
Oh, my God.
Lucas fingered me in your car, mom, and you're going on a coffee date? Oh, ew. Get with the times, mom. We eat ass now.
We eat ass now. You're the worst. You're the worst. I take it back. Just be quiet and listen. Just be quiet and listen.
I have to push the story forward.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh,
I have to draw this imaginative scenario where you have kids and your kids find you to be lame because you share everything with them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
mom, why can't you be like my favorite YouTuber, Nigel, mom? He's so cool.
Oh my God.
He's such an alpha dater, mom.
I used to know Nigel. He's not as good as he seems.
I hear he has a good Goldilocks penis, mom. What about you? You have a Goldilocks vagina?
Don't have sex with my kids, Nigel. Don't date my child.
I'm not a pedo, okay?
When you're 60 and they're like 25.
Ew, gross. gross. Very gross.
And you have a midlife crisis after getting divorced from your fourth wife.
Very gross. Oh my God. Who do you think
That'd
I am?
Be so funny. Actually, I think that would probably cement our roles. Like, I would be your mother-in-law. And I think that's like, I think that's actually the dynamic we have. Mother-in-law.
I don't want to date your children. Okay. Don't worry. You know, I know you're coming to London soon, right? And I've also been like, I'm trying to move because I need another extra room to film stuff, you know? So I've been trying to find new places to rent and dealing with estate agents. And, I saw this one place, and then the estate agent who showed me the place, her name was Alex Jones. I was like, yes, what a name. And she's a woman too. So it's like, you know, it's all fucked. I was like, how has it been for you? Huh? With the name of like Alex Jones and showing things around. And she was like, yeah, it hasn't been easy sometimes. You know?
That's funny.
Wouldn't it be
That's
funny really if you had funny. Like a far right estate agent? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jews control the media. And over here we have the fireplace. I am against Black Lives Matter, but the black paint on this wall makes it look super cozy, doesn't it? Should I do that
That's
character?
Very funny.
Far right estate agent.
You already have Zio Rogerio.
I'm always coming out with new
Alex
shit.
Jones estate agent.
Far right estate agent. He shows an agent around the room. Oh, you with the slanty eyes, you will like this slanted roof feature. Don't you see the similarities? Look at this loft conversion. Slanty eyes, slanty roof. You will love this place. I know it feels like home to you already, doesn't it?
That's so funny.
Yes.
That's very funny.
Does this roof come across chinky to you?
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God, Nigel. Yeah.
Don't worry, take the face mask off. Because now when you view places, everybody has to wear a face mask now, right?
Oh.
Take the face mask off. COVID is a scam. COVID is a hoax. Bill Gates has to install microchips in here. But the hardwood floors, though, look at how period these hardwood floors are. It's a beautiful addition to any home. That's what I'm going to do.
So funny.
I want to do that character.
Well, yeah.
Every time a far right character, it never turns out well. People don't like it.
Oh, whatever. I guess
yeah.
Why?
Why?
I wonder why.
Why?
I wonder why.
It's a legitimate group of people that exists. These
well,
people
the last
exist.
One, the last one just got voted president, so.
What? Oh, Trump. I get it.
Yes. You're welcome.
It's a legitimate. There are some conspiracy theorists out there. And it'd be funny to have a conspiracy theorist, far right conspiracy theorist, estate agent, I think. I think that's my new character. I'll do it. I could do a short little skit. Just a short Instagram, TikTok skit, 40 seconds. You know, I'll write it down.
Do it.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do vegan slave owner. Because, oh, by the way, thank
God,
you.
Please.
So many people said they would love it. And they said it's funnier than vegan sweatshop owner. Take that. That's what
Who
you wanted
said
to
that?
Do.
Who said that?
A lot of people with a good sense of humor.
Your mom? Did your mom slid it to your DM?
I don't think my mom got the dynamics of the jokes. And also, my mom would always take my side instead of yours because she's a good mom. You know? And I think,
oh my God.
In London too, everywhere you live in is so small, right? So I have a friend who he bought a bicycle recently. But because sometimes when you, especially in the winter, it's so cold outside. So he bought this like virtual cycling station. So basically you mount your bicycle on this thing and you can cycle on it in place. And then you have a little screen in front of you, and then the screen shows you your surroundings. So you could say, oh, I want to cycle in like London. I want to cycle in Rome. I want to cycle in New York. And then the screen will have a little settings for there, and then you can see cycling through Central Park and everything.
So
That's what you have to do, I think, in London if you want to cycle, because, you know, in the winter time, you want to cycle outside, really? No, you know? So, and then when the gyms were closed, you couldn't cycle at a gym, right? So he bought this virtual cycling thing. And I love it because I wonder if you hit, I asked him, like, if you cycle, choose to cycle in New York, what does it show you? And he said, oh, just Central Park, really pretty stuff. And I'm like, that's not how cycling in New York would be. You know, you should be cycling through the streets, cars honking at you, cab drivers yelling slurs at you. That's what I want. That's a virtual cycling app I want. Hey, fuck you! Fuck you! A realistic virtual cycling app. And you see a red light coming at you. You're like, oh, do I stop or do I go? And then you try, oh, I'll just go. And then, fuck you! Fuck your bicycle! Like, get a car, you broke piece of shit!
Is that your New York accent? Yeah. Is that your New York accent?
I'm trying. I'm trying here.
Do it again. You're trying there.
Yeah.
Is that your New York
hey,
accent?
Hey, watch where you're going, you fuck.
You sound like a Chinese uncle in New York. It's just like, you know, when they get there, they're like old enough to still have an accent, but not old, but also old enough to like adapt into the like environment that they're in. So it's like a Chinese New York accent.
That's how I would sound if I started living
it,
there.
Do it.
What do I want to say now? What can I say?
Get your pizza. Where's your pizza? Hey, stop it. It's a red light, you moron.
It's a red light, you moron. Oh, I can't do that. Hey. Watch where you're going. Hey.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
That's the real virtual cycling.
And then, that is real.
And then every now and then you come back, you're like, shit, who stole my bicycle? You know? The machine hides your bicycle for you because you live in a city. Oh no, I forgot to lock it and now it's gone.
That's so funny.
That's a virtual cycling app I would buy.
And then today is like, walk around your house to find your bicycle.
Yeah. And then you lose it, the next day you see a guy with your bicycle. And then the app tells you, go fight the guy, win your bicycle back.
Yeah.
You have to fight him.
That's actually something that happened to my cousin's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He put his bike in, you know, the cycle room at their apartments, and then it was gone. And then the police called him and they were like, we have your bike. And he's like, what? And so he had to go and get his bike. But he was like, they think that it's because when you hand in a bike, a lost bike to the police, you get a reward. So you get like £20 from the police. Oh. So they think that there's somebody where they live who just takes bikes and gets the reward from the police.
For £20 though.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine how terrible their life is.
Yeah. Well, you can't get a job, you know?
Apparently not.
Oh my God.
That's their job. They just steal bikes and get the reward.
Is that in Sweden?
Yeah, here in Gothenburg, yeah.
Oh, see? Sweden, that's such a great country. You can steal bikes and make a good living.
Yes, indeed, you can.
So, listeners, if you take care of your mental health, support our Patreon, delete your Instagram. That's what you need. Right?
I mean, you can support our Patreon, but, you know, if you want to be on Instagram, be on Instagram.
Patreon.com/RiseToMeetYouPod. We've had quite a few new supporters because they really want to see us do the Freaky Friday episode.
I
play Evelyn. I become Evelyn and Evelyn becomes me. And
pussy,
I already
pussy.
It. Yeah.
Funny.
I like to go on lunch dates because it's low pressure. I'm a beta dater.
My penis is adequate.
Yeah.
I have an adequate penis.
I don't know what my vagina's like because I haven't used it in a while, but I really hope it's adequate too.
I don't want to do it.
You can interrupt me anytime you want when you play me, you know.
It's going to be so hard.
Our listeners, we are doing the Patreon exclusive. I think that'll be next month for the June Patreon bonus episode will be the Freaky Friday app.
When we're in the same room, yes.
Oh, that'll be so funny. Yes. That'll be so funny.
Oh my God,
funny.
Are we going to dress like each other?
What am I going to wear? I'm going to wear a headband.
And a polka dot dress.
Yes.
A polka dot shirt.
I'm going to Photoshop my face because I'm hot Korean actor.
Yes, Nigel, yes. You can Photoshop your face onto Hyun Bin next to Son Jae Jin.
I really like my sea captain.
Oh my God.
No, listen, we are really going to do this episode, you know, for the June Patreon exclusive.
Yes,
I'm
going
to do this, listener. So
yes,
join our Patreon, patreon.com/risetomeetyoupod. Support the podcast. Keep us growing. We're trying to do good for the community here, right?
Are we, Nigel?
I think so. I think the way to do well for the community is to reach people outside the community. And that's why I'm so proud of Uncle Roger. I've made so many white people buy rice cookers. Okay? I've made so many white people start using MSG.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's one thing to just stay in the community, do good things for the community, but I think we need to reach a broader audience if you really want to change the perception of Asian people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tell me if I'm wrong here. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. Yes.
See you next week. See you next week, people.
Bye.
A massive thanks to all of our patrons who make this podcast possible. And we want to shout out our patrons at the Rice Emperor tier and above. Adrian Teo,
Alfredo Lopez Ramirez,
Alvin Ko,
Alice Gua,
Amy Wong, Angela Din,
Anna Chan,
Asian Snacks,
Aisha Shaheen,
Ben Jen,
CV,
Calvin May,
Charlene K,
Chayi,
Edith Wu,
Chinese Hemp,
Chris Zaykit Wong,
Christina Marie Van Norman,
Christy Lincoln,
Silla Siote,
D-Team Emergency Response Team Wimbledon,
Debbie Lee,
Dingus,
Donia K,
Doug Wheaton,
Elizabeth Hay,
Ella Woof,
Evan Lagathe,
Grace Rotz,
H,
Hung Black,
Iris Holland,
Isha Koo,
Jackie,
Jared,
Jason Lee,
Jeff Cho,
Jeffrey Watson,
Jenny Chan,
Jessica Liu,
Jin Cheng Gu,
Gina Kim,
Johanna,
Joppa So,
Judy Lai Norling,
Carrie,
Krishna,
Kylie,
Lam Tin Luk,
Leong
Leslie,
Jason Lee,
Liz A. Xia,
Loi Hu Dick,
Lori Hunt,
Mariana Bernardi,
Megalosaurus
16,
Megan McGurney,
Melissa Pham,
Mika Yasuka,
Mariah Bell,
Munchiu,
Natalie Lay,
Nathan Konopka,
Philip Idistrom,
Rachel Duffy,
Robin Wong,
Sakura Iwagami,
Sarah Lee,
Sarah To,
Sharon Guiv Sin,
Shelly Chow,
Sydney Mankowski,
Sifu Liu,
Simi Leung,
Teresa Ko,
Trisha R. Pace,
Valerie Gorosby,
Vera,
Vic Rant,
and James Aurora,
Vivian Kaler,
Wei Sung,
White Boy Dave,
Whitney Romberg,
Zhou Zhang.
Thank you so much for your support.